All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scary.
Welcome, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I am Hollywood Tony P. Mark D'Arturian will be joining us shortly. This is day 5, 6 of what we've been doing. And if you listened last night, I suggest that you go back and listen to The Secrets of the Universe, the first part, The New Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2. The original Secrets of the Universe are only available in the ether. And we will be releasing the original one, the 10 years ago original pilot episode, shortly as well. And tonight, more Secrets of the Universe will be happening. We will be taking care of them as well. We will be talking about universal shift and universal shifting. But today we're talking about the COVID-19, and apparently Mark wanted to talk about the 5G effect on it, on the virus, and it's a way to boil us. And et cetera. And I'd like to talk about a few things. First of all, there's a stimulus going around Washington, and they want to give people money. That's great. I'm all for that. But the problem is that when you get the money, when your taxes come the next time around, you're going to have to put that down there, and then you're going to have to pay that back. So basically, they're telling you, you can't work, you can't do anything, you're going to be locked down. We're going to give you a loan of money, but you have to pay it back. I don't want a loan from the federal government. I have a really good credit score, and if I was going to get a loan, I would sure get it for more than $600. I would get it for, you know, a house or something that I can afford. So I don't know if I can opt out of this that they're giving people, but I don't want it because I don't want to pay people back. I don't take loans. I don't. That's how my credit is high. I don't default and take fucking loans. That's the first thing. The second thing is they want to give all the money to corporations, most of it. It's going to go right to the corporations that got the huge tax cut and tax break and trillions of dollars in, like, the airline industry. Every time I've gotten on a plane, it's crashed. Yes, it hasn't, because I, as a master of time and space, and you all, just like you, powerful beings in our own right, we all exist as one and we are all powerful. It's the only way I stop all those planes from crashing every time I got on. But that means that the airplane industry should go down. And I'm sorry, I know people work for the airline industry, et cetera. But you know what? When you go in a tin can sardine and you have to pay $50 for an extra half inch of leg room, and these companies have been losing money, how? Your CEO's got millions of dollars in bonuses while people are going hungry, and they're going to get the money. And there's no guarantee that that money isn't going to be used for corporate profits or for their own selfish needs. Same with big banks, same with big businesses. So if you don't think you're going to get free money and it's just going to be free, think again. You will pay that son of a bitch back. And if you don't, oh well, you'll owe the United States government money. Isn't that funny? Large corporations have tax breaks, they pay no taxes, and they're going to get millions and millions of dollars. And you, who pay taxes all the time, if you do and if you don't, that's okay, but you're going to get some money you're going to have to pay back to the United States government. So if you were expecting maybe a $1,500, you know, tax refund, and you get to the end of the year, it's only going to be a $900 tax refund, because they're going to want their $600 back that they gave you. Basically, they're giving you a loan. The United States government is loaning you money. And Donald Trump is running the United States government, which means the mafia loan shark, break your kneecaps. What if I don't pay it back? What are you going to do? And the other big question is, and now in, you know, quarantines, and everybody has to stay in their houses and where they're going, and you can't go anywhere. And if it does come to that, when it gets really bad, like, what if I want to go outside? What are you going to do? You can't stop me. You're going to try to stop me, take me away to jail. Okay? A lot of things could have been done differently. A lot of things could be done right now. You could be doing a lot right now. And right now, you should probably be giving yourself as much possibility of a great future by using this time to educate yourselves. And I'm not even talking about just school education, but educating yourself in the ways of the universe, which is, of course, why I brought back the Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2. And again, tonight at 10 o'clock Mountain, midnight Eastern, you're going to get some more secrets. National Guard has been called out. The National Guard has been mobilized, and both sides of the country are shut down in lockdown. You are allowed to go out to walk around and get food. Necessities will be there, which is a good thing, because if you're in the middle of the country and you have not yet been hit by these closures, you can safely know that, yes, the supermarkets will be open for you to spread your coronavirus to everyone there. And I look forward to hearing all the news from those super spreader points in the supermarkets themselves. Now, if I was running this country, which I should be, Hollywood Tony P, HDP2020.com, let's change the game. If I was running this country, I would make, limit the amount of people in the supermarket at one time. Come in, shop, one person leaves, one person. It's going to make lines, but it's going to make safety a priority. Also, in my stimulus bill, what I would do is I would give everybody, like Bernie Sanders, actually, $2,000 a month for the duration and keep it that way. And you wouldn't have to pay it back. But big businesses and big corporations and big companies who make a certain amount of money really don't need it. And people who make a lot of money and have money saved up really don't need it. Now, that's a thing. Like, who needs it? How do you know? Who do you know? Well, you know, because you're a human being. If you have a couple $1 million in your bank account, you don't need it. If you have even a couple $100,000 in the bank, you don't need it. If you have $100,000 in the bank, you don't need it, okay? And that's fair. It's not unfair to say you don't. I would just mandate that you have a license, that you are a United States citizen, and I do apologize to all of the undocumented immigrants, but if you can come up with an ID, you can get your money, but it's only fair that American citizens get it first. Now, that may sound cruel and unusual, but of course, we pay our taxes, we have Social Security numbers, we go through the process, and so we should be the first to get it. Now, should there be help for the illegal immigrants? Yes, I'm sure they could get some money too, if they could prove somehow that they are work. So just go turn yourself into the ICE station and say, I'm an illegal, but I need some money, and then see how that works. You're not going to get me. The only way to get it is to lie, cheat, and steal. And since that is the way to do it, you're probably going to have to do it anyway. But that would be my number one plan to turn empty buildings and residences that exist around that are being totally unused right now, which is most of the places, and use the big box stores that have gone out of business, use them as triage centers, as places for the homeless to go, for people who are seeking shelter. And don't think that this can't go airborne, because if it does, then that is the ball game. But then again, there's a lot of people who said they probably already had coronavirus months ago and they didn't know about it, because we really don't know exactly how long it's been out there. But we do know it has been out there, and don't be a fool to think that you haven't got it or it isn't around. All you need to do is wash your hands and make sure if you do get symptoms, stay in, and if it gets worse, call somebody. Now, Mark posts stuff about how the number of cases in America have increased exponentially and doubled. Well, yeah, it has. You know why? Because testing has increased. So, of course, that number is going to rise. If I test, and I have a choice of that, right? If I'm Donald Trump and I test 1,000 people, my number is going to go up a little bit. If I test 10,000 people, my number is going to go up a huge amount. And if I test 100,000 people, that number is going to look like, wow, we just got all these new cases. No. All these people just got tested and they were discovered. Doesn't mean they weren't there before. And then it goes to the question, well, okay, so if people are really sick and everybody has it, then the people who are sick should be in the hospitals and they should be doing things already and they should be getting better. Yeah, why not? If everybody, it's already around and everybody has it, it should take 2 weeks and everybody should know where they stand. Do you have it? Do you don't? And when you do. And I mean, I think that's really all we're looking for, because, you know, if everybody has it, then you have to see who does. And, you know, funny enough, slowing down the spread of the virus, even though it's good for the general population as a whole, slowing down, it might have been better to actually make sure that everybody got infected, hence Mark's people appearing on a boat and people here, because the faster everybody has it, right, give it to everybody, that way we know who's going to have it and die and who's going to have it and survive, and then, you know, that would stop the thing. If you gave it to everybody, then you have 2 weeks, and then we'll see what happens. So that seems like what they were trying to do. Once they realized it was going to spread around the world, they tried to spread it faster around the world, as fast as possible, and that way everybody would get it, so we can get the containment down in other ways. But then again, that is just a thought from the host of The Greatest Talk Show, and that is not a major platform on my campaign. I would not spread the virus to everybody. But in the end, that is the only way that we will have any concrete data as to how many people have it, how many people have died from it. Just like the flu, and I know that Mark doesn't like to compare it to the flu, but I'm talking about everybody, the flu is out there, everybody's exposed to it, and everybody has the chance of getting it. So per year, you know, these people get it, these people die from it. That is concrete information, because we have a year of study and everybody has it, so you can see who has it and who doesn't. Now, with the coronavirus, again, it's better, in my opinion, if everybody were to get it right now. That way, we could that would be the shortest time frame for you to figure out who has it, who doesn't, who lives and who dies. Because if everybody has it, then we can start with the 14 days, see what happens, quarantine the world, and let's go with it. But without further ado, and no more gilding the lily, ladies and gentlemen, from the USS Arcturus, I present Mark the Arcturian.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, well, we just had a brief mission out on the outer fringe of Orion, but I've left you in good hands. Hi, Tony. Hey, Paranormal, I hear you over there.
No, he's not here. There's no one else here.
Oh, just the two of us. We're alone at last. Sure. But go on. I mean, I think you had wrapped up the point about everybody getting it, and, you know, that is quite prevalent. Now, the New Jersey health chief said, which was yesterday or the day before, she said everybody in New Jersey is going to get it, probably even me. So everyone's realized that everyone's toasted, and they've just scrapped testing in Los Angeles altogether. Too many people, everyone they test, positive, so they're just figuring everybody has it. So, I don't know, Tony. In some cases, I mean, I get the theory, and I don't know about this. I mean, I guess it's too late because everyone's, you know, got it exposed anyways. We'll see how.
But
that
do you see the thing like the reason they probably wanted everybody to get it when they realized everybody would eventually get it? They wanted to speed that up, because if everybody's going to get it, the slower that happens, it's going to take a long time to figure out who has it and then to get back on this. But if they give it to everybody and everybody has it,
yeah,
then you know.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. That was a question followed by the explanation of the question. Thank you. Yes, of course. And they not only do I see why they wanted everyone to get it even before they let it loose is the thing. Otherwise, they would have handled it so differently. So they made sure of that. They made sure it went around the world. Everybody, you know, breathed it in before they even, you know, found the first case. Yippers! Just, the speed with what the United States government is moving, you know, what happened to all the red tape? like you can't get a thing done in government, and here they are, you know, the FEMA centers and the quarantine centers springing up overnight. Just fascinating. Boy, when they want to take over the world, they can move quickly, huh?
I started the show by talking about how I don't really want to pay back what they're going to give me. Like, they tell people that you can't work, but we're going to give you money, but it's just a loan. And I said, I don't want a loan from the federal government. I don't want to have to pay it back. You're going to either give me free money or I will opt out. Because if I want a loan, I will get a home loan or something like that for more than $600. There's no way in the world I'd be like, I'm going to get a loan of $600 and have to pay it back to the United States government out of my tax money.
For the rest of your life, right?
I guess. I don't know. So that's wrong, and the Republicans are trying to make it like the Democrats, you know, they're holding it up now, but they're holding it up because they want to give the big corporations all this money with very little proof that they're not going to just keep it and hoard it, and it's not okay. The airline industry does not – I was telling Danielle last night, every plane I've gotten on has crashed. The only reason it hasn't is because we are all powerful, you, me, and everybody out there. We are all the one and one only. And that is the only reason why I am still here, because I had to stop all those planes from crashing. So you know what, that doesn't – and if the plane doesn't crash, there's pieces missing. There's all this – you have to fly a part in from here. It's always delayed. And how much money do you have to pay for an airline ticket, extra room for feet, pay for peanuts? They used to give it to for free. And this company got the tax breaks just now, $1 trillion, and they didn't have to pay any taxes, and they got all this money back, and they bought back all their stocks. And now they want money from the government to say, well, we can't sustain ourselves. I'm sorry, brother. I guarantee you, whoever can will emerge victorious. Let them go. The arena has started. Put all them fucking airline people in one fucking dun 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 dun. And you see United Airlines and Delta Airlines fighting it out. Their CEOs with knives and axes, and the crowd goes wild. Which airline will succeed? Find out next time on Earth 2020.
Okay. I especially like the song.
Star Trek,
sure,
you know,
like
the way he
one.
Fought when he fought Spock, right? Kirk and Spock fought each other.
Okay. That's very nice. I didn't say explain the song. I just said I liked the song.
Well, I wanted to explain it for those people out there who had no clue. It's an original Star Trek.
You're easy.
Easy breezy,
you're
man.
So easy sometimes.
So, Mark, last night I broke the news that we are all God. Each one of us living in our own separate reality is, in fact, supremely omnipresent. And that was what I...
Did you call the Denver Post for crying out loud?
We are all one, just existing separately, slightly askew in different universes. One is all there is. And that was
okay,
what
you
I started
you,
on the...
You, to who? You broke this to who? Danny?
On the Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2, last night, first episode.
Oh, okay.
It's quite good. And I was telling them the next episode tonight.
Neat.
Because the first one, and you should go back and listen, not just Mark, but everybody else, is called The Tapestry of Time. And it is really good stuff, and we're going to go from there. Mark knows
Sweet.
About The Tapestry of Time, because time is a tapestry.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a wheel.
Time
the
is
wheels
a tapestry.
Of time.
We are all
so the tapestry of time.
The tapestry. We are all a strand in the tapestry of time, and we'll go more later. I also mentioned earlier about the 5G thing. So, Mark, why don't you explain to the people out there why you titled the show COVID-19 plus 5G equals deadly combo?
Right. You know, and that is, you know, if I'm going to give the show a title, I should at least take time from the Arcturus to come over and explain the title of the show I gave it. I probably don't have to go on some diatribe about 5G, about that it's ridiculous, about that it's Elon's Skynet program called Starlink, I probably don't have to go on about how ghastly 5G is and how screwed we are once big money gets into anything. Once big money's got a hold of it, you can protest or produce as many doctor's reports as you want. But they're going to go ahead, come hell and high water. Actually, they're going to create hell and high water. Okay, so there is a lot of talk about 5G and the effect it has on the immune system. It pretty much rips apart your immune system. Now, if that isn't bad enough, and I'm glad that people are getting at least some information about 5G, but you know, even what I've said so far, it knocks birds out of sky, out of skies, out of the trees. My melodious voice charms birds out of trees, but 5G knocks birds flat out of the sky. So it's enough to know that it's not good. How about that? What is that? It's not good. It's bad. Bad news. Okay. So, but it is getting a lot of press as far as the suppression of the immune system. There are 200 big boats on 5G, which just make it almost unbelievable to me how fucking stupid humans are. But the people that are putting it out there are not human, obviously. You know how they grow viri in a lab to study it? I guess you already guessed it. They put it in a petri dish, in a clavicle, with a big sign, radiation,
come on now.
Maybe you've heard of a radio station. Well, this is a radiation.
I know, the radio station, come on down to radiation.
Oh, radio nation, that's good.
That's really
after
good.
After you listen to the show, you might die of radiation. Okay, radioation, the disease you get from listening to the greatest talk show on the radio.
We're about to move to the Radio National Network, the Radio Nation Network.
That's right.
It's about to appear, the Radio Nation. Well, you're listening to the greatest talk show on the Radio Nation. That's so good. I like it, Radio Nation. That's great. It sounds... Is it the Radio Nation, Mark, or just Radio Nation? Radio Nation. No, the.
I don't know. Make a use of it. If you get too close to, like, you don't want to get too close to a nuclear plant, but if you get too close to a radio, you know, to the broadcast tower, you might suffer radiation in a Radio Nation. Okay, 5G. You know how they grow five? They take three, four. One, two, three, four. Hey, you know how they grow? Okay, great.
Pick up.
Okay, I already know that, you know, this banter gets cut out if I'm, you know, presenting or, you know, putting to some pictures the soundtrack of this. And the last thing I said that was probably usable was... 5G. Do you know how they grow viri in a lab to study it? That's right. You guessed it. They put it in a petri dish, and they put it in a clavicle. I really should get a ruling on that, whether that's a... I think a clavicle might be that thing under your shoulder blade. They put it in a machine with a big radiation sign. That's where we go again.
We're having trouble with the number.
Petri dish.
We're having problems, as you can see. People with the number unable to call in. Let me try this. For those of you out there listening, if you can hear our voice, because you are us and we are you, so I know you're listening because you're there and you exist because you are. So please call 619-924-0815 and let us know that you are there and let us know that the number works. 619-924-0815 if you ever wanted to be live on the radio, number one morning show on Mars and Uranus, then please call. call now. Help us out.
Wow.
Help us help you.
I'm sorry. I should. That was awesome. Thank God you corrected your pronunciation of Uranus.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're talking about toilet paper
okay.
now in the world.
That's right. This show has gone down the toilets. Anyways, how they grow viri in a lab is they put it in a petri dish and bombard it with 5G because 5G grows viri like sunshine grows plants. So it's not a coincidence by any stretch that last fall they released Elon's Skynet program, and then they released the viri, which we breathe, we have it in us. They crank on the 5G and cook us from inside out, which turns our blood to jelly and you can't breathe, suffocate from inside. 5G is bad enough. And I just received a list, I don't know if I have it, of the different frequencies and what they can do to humans. You see, the trick is it's not just 5G. It's like a radio dial or a transmitter. And then you can adjust the G to virtually any frequency they want. They can. I can't yet. I mean, I could. So somewhere I just got a list of what it would do. Drive humans insane, get you to hear voices. We have no idea what this these signals coming from these death towers will do. All in tandem in a certain frequency. People that think COVID-19 is... Okay, take two. I mean, you think? No, it's a good one. It's a good one. I think I can use it. If you still think that the COVID-19, COVID-19 escaped from a bowl of noodles in a fish market, $100 says you still think 5G is for faster internet. Okay. And Mark D'Arturian will be right back. What do you want to play? A commercial? Play my Chuck Holmeyer's truckload sale.
Where is it?
I am not on. Oh, it's very
no,
top.
No, but what I. Very top. One.
Right. Type in 11. Type in 11.
Attention, bargain shoppers! Chuck's here just once a year. Chuck Holmeyer's truckload sales in Roswell. Today and only through Sunday at the Best Western Sallyport Inn. Don't miss this once-a-year savings event. An incredible selection of quality tools and general merchandise at the lowest prices ever. Direct savings from the manufacturer to you. Save up to 60 to 70% off a huge selection of automotive hand and power tools. 6,000-pound jack stands don't pay $30, under $7 each. An 11-piece combination wrench set, just $7.99 with lifetime warranty. While supplies last, the best names in tools and equipment from Campbell, Helfland, HGC, Milwaukee, and Makita. Stacks of savings on car, stereo, and electronics. Name brand cordless telephones from under $30. Blank video cassettes, just 78 cents. Admission is absolutely free at the Best Western Sallyport Inn, 2000 North Main today. 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. tonight. Full warranties, cash, check, or credit card accepted. Chuck Holmeyer's truckload sale. You won't want to miss this incredible sale. Hurry in Roswell at the Best Western Sallyport Inn.
Well, we're back on the greatest talk show. I'm Mark D'Arturian along with the inimitable Hollywood Tony P. Quite a pickle we find ourselves in. The most amazing scenes to me are the Army trucks, National Guard trucks in New York City, where I grew up. I mean, I've seen it in the movies, right? But I never thought there would come a day. There are, yesterday, they have giant trucks. Not trucks are pretty big anyways if you're a rabbit. They have trucks and who came along and dropped off cement barriers on the Trog Bridge, which is one of the bridges leading outside of New York City. You know where the Trog Bridge is, buddy?
Who?
Tony.
What bridge? What are you talking about?
The Trog.
Trog's Neck?
No, the Trog Bridge.
I don't know where the Trog is. I only know the Trog's Neck.
It's one of the bridges leading out of New York City. So they come along with the truck, and they now park. They've closed off three of the four lanes with trucks and giant cement barriers. Now, if you're not looking for anything, it just looks like they might have some construction going on or the like. But we would know that taking a four-lane bridge and closing it down to one lane with trucks and cement barriers, well, it's a choke point. Hello? It's a lot easier to keep you in New York City. And we'll be back with Escape from New York. How did you escape in New York, Tony? How come they let you off?
Am I who? You're getting Christmas? We lost Mark. Mark, hello? All right, so while Mark is away, the mice will play, will we? Well, later tonight, I'm going to give some more Secrets of the Universe away for free to everybody. I figure it's a great thank you gift for existing, and you exist as you listen to this. You know you do. You exist because you're listening to this. That's how it works. That's why other places are. That's why... way out there on the other side of the universe. That's why that is. And we'll talk about that in the series as we go. And it's not a call-in show, but it will be live tonight at midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. It'll be a half hour, and hopefully you can join us. If not, you can always listen back in archive. Right now, we are here talking about coronavirus. We've been indoors. I just went out for dog training, but we kept our social distance. And I was ready to go to 7-Eleven because I need milk, right? Fortunately, I bought the milk that to date. It's a couple days. I still have time, but I want milk. And I was going to go into the 7-Eleven, and then all of a sudden, like right as we turned in, everybody showed up. So I didn't because I was thinking there was too many people, and I didn't want to get corona. Mark, you're back.
Boy, that was weird.
You were gone for a while.
Well, I was standing right here broadcasting, but it's one of those, one phone has accidental button protection, you know, if it gets pushed in your pocket in the dark, and the other one doesn't. So 9 out of 10 times I will... we came out of commercial, and I took us off hold, and I wasn't on
okay,
hold. We came out of commercial, and I started talking and put the phone in my pocket, and all of a sudden, it was on hold this whole time. I remember doing an entire second half of a show, and my phone was muted. I have no idea. I mean, I think I was the only one on, but the show just went dead. And I thought I was here giving the rest of the show. It's very bizarre.
But it
I'm
going to
get a
map
of New York.
Because it didn't go dead because I was reminding the people to listen tonight to the Secrets of the Universe. And I was telling them, thank them for existing because they are listening. They exist. And again, they are all powerful as we are all powerful.
Huh. Well, what did I miss while I was gone? Okay, great. Okay, I can go over and hear that. I'm going to get a map of New York City. I was talking about shutting down the bridge, the Trog Bridge, not the Troglodyte Bridge. Troglodytes. I think those were in the time machine.
Throg's
Neck. H.G. Wells. What?
I'm telling you, it's the Throg's Neck.
Oh, the Throg's Neck Bridge. Neck. But a troglodyte, wasn't that out of the time machine? That's the thing that grabbed it in the... Okay,
Morlock.
I'm going to get a map of New York City, and it's real easy to shut down my hometown. It's an island, 7 miles, and you got to get there by bridge or by tunnel. And in case you missed before the commercial, they cut off three of the lanes, started blocking it off for a choke point, easier for containment, quarantine. Let me check your papers. Have you seen this now? You got to have the papers in case you get stopped, especially the if you work for the little internet matrix trucks, you know, phone, TV, internet. You have to have a federal ID because otherwise they think you might think you're a terrorist. You might be a terrorist trying to cut communication lines.
An Earthling? That's what a terrorist is. An Earthling who is
yes. So last night, I don't suppose you've watched Contagion yet, so that we might talk about it. But last night I watched Dystopia, Contagious, Containment. Oh my God, some of them were good, some of them were bad. But I just sat there and watched every, you know, Vi-Ri movie I could find. It was in. It's you know, it's funny because people don't want to watch the movie The Titanic while they're they don't want to watch the Poseidon Adventure or Titanic while they're on the Desert Princess, Diamond Princess, right? You don't want to watch a airplane.
You don't want to watch
Airport.
Yeah, Airport.
Right. You don't want to watch Airplane 77, Port 77, while you're on a plane, about a crashing plane while you're on the plane. That's what people say. I don't want to look. Me? I have looked. I've gone out and watched every virus movie I could find. Oh, well. Okay. Just in, we interrupt this special report to bring you this special report. Okay, Governor Newsom, California's governor, put the state's National Guard on alert. Okay, that says Wednesday. But we know... See, I haven't received any word about any Humvees rolling into Sacramento yet. But I did see San Diego, the line of tanks, Tony, had to be 50 tanks driving into San Diego. I have a quick question, ladies and gentlemen. Since when do you need a tank to fight a cold?
50
That's
what
I want to know.
50 what?
Oh, it's just a cold. It's a coronavirus. It's a cold virus. Yes, I know that. Since when do you need tanks? Well,
you're welcome.
We couldn't come up with a cure for the common cold. So, if you get the cold, if you get a cold, we just kill you. So, why do we need tanks? You know, I have a question, Tony. I'm going to put it out there. Everyone, you know, the testing, people want to go, they're crazy, they want to be tested. Now, what exactly does the hospital do to treat positive? So why the rush to get tested for a disease we can't treat, I ask you? Huh? Why get tested for something they have no cure or treatment for, Tony?
You know, to make sure that, you know, nobody's out and about. Where are your papers? What has? Papers? Papers?
Unser Strafen die Stunk! Und die Stunken haben!
Then what? If you don't show them your armband or your papers or whatever, what are they going to do? Laugh and sing
I,
with you and
yeah,
do a little
ditty?
Yeah, I
just don't know. Well, the correlation, Florida apparently is getting hit pretty hard right now. You know, we have these epicenters, the influx of Chinese population in the United States of the, yeah, probably an extra the in there. The greatest influx of Chinese populace, San Francisco and New York. San Francisco holds the largest Chinese population outside mainland China. So they fly into they like they're aliens. They flew into San Francisco and New York. Washington, I don't know. I guess they want to go to Seattle. But if you look at the places where it sprung up, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it's everywhere with an airport. And planes are flying all over the world every day and spreading it. Every airplane is dusted. I wouldn't get on an airplane. Oh, boy. With a hazmat suit. I'll bet people do. I'll bet people do ride now. I thought it was a joke. Well, not a joke, but when I got them, how weird it would be. But I got a hazmat suit. Of course, it doesn't work against the virus. Did you ever find your hydrogen peroxide? Did you ever get a spray bottle and put 25% hydrogen peroxide and 3/4 water in it? Okay, well, make sure you keep that handy. I would trust that over Purell or rubbing alcohol. Hydrogen peroxide, clinically proven to kill coronavirus in under 1 minute. And with the antibacterial wipes, I came up with this a month ago. They douse these wipes, Tony, with alcohol. And really what they should do in this case is douse them with hydrogen peroxide. And alcohol would probably be better. Guaranteed to kill coronavirus in 1 minute. We'll call them Corona wipes. Corona wipes. You know. So the numbers are just almost not making any sense, Tony. They're just too big. I mean, we passed 250,000 people. We're going to come up on 250,000, and then it's going to be half. And then 1, and then 2, 4, 8, 16, 32.
Well, yeah, they want everybody to get it as fast as possible.
Of course they do.
Then everybody,
we're going to really have to.
That's it.
They made sure of that. If they didn't, they would have. Yeah. Of course they want. They want everyone to get it. What I don't know is why do people, corporations, governments, every movie with a bad guy, why do they want to take over the world? But they destroyed it so they could take it over, so they end up ruling a graveyard. I never understood that. Hey, I want to rule the world. Now, what they don't realize, as you probably covered in Secrets of the Universe last night, is you already do rule the world, you moron. You want to rule the world?
Yep.
You already do. God gave you your own world, all yours. Power over all things, living, creeping, flying.
How? Because you are that higher power, and that is why. And we talked about that last night, and we'll talk about that tonight. We'll talk about how to maximize the universal shifting. And to how to look for it, how to notice things about it, how to know when it happens and what to do to protect yourself from being erased from existence. And Mark, I also said that if in fact we do shift to a universe where you don't exist, you get put into an animal or somebody else that was just a harmless shell or a baby or whatever, a dog, a cat, a receptacle.
Yeah.
No one left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all tonight on Secrets of the Universe. 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
What was it I want to come back as? People say that. Well, I want to come back as a breast. I don't know. I want to come back as a dog or a cat. I don't know. I think I did. Okay, people, it is, you know, here's the thing. Everyone wants to know, what happens? What happens? What do I come back as? You know, I want to come back as this or that. How about, in my next life, I want this or that or this or that, and what happens? Do we come back as the next life? Hey, I have news. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. This is your next life. This is what you came back as. And the question we don't want to ask is, what if we already died and this is where you come to? Dun, dun, dun. You know, I was driving to town, and then kind of up in the distance, I heard the mission bell, and I was wondering to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell, the Eagles Hotel, California. All right, we got a couple minutes left. Oh, we got 2 minutes.
Yep. 1 minute and 22 seconds, actually.
Okay. Thank you for holding the fort. We'll see if we can't beam in a little bit sooner. We'll set it up for tomorrow. Just everyone stay safe. Get your bug out bag. If you do not want to be in one of these quarantine centers, right? And if there's a tidal wave coming, it might be prudent to tell somebody to move out of the way. If you know it's got 83 minutes to get here, move. Who do you think the stadiums are for? Everyone except you? You do not want them to take you to the FEMA center, the quarantine center. So when it gets down to it's either you or them, you'll have to make that decision. As always, stay tuned to the greatest talk show for the latest updates, news, and how it relates cosmically. We will take you under, inside the cupboard, and you can be the Indian in the cupboard. You can be the cog in the wheel. Tomorrow on the greatest talk show, on behalf of Tony P. and myself, I'm Mark the Arturian. Thanks for joining us.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.